This was the fifth such conference in as many years. The gathering is an Obama initiative to reach out to tribes and show his administration is listening. It includes breakout sessions with department and agency heads and a presidential address. Ted Mala, who in past years represented Buckland, says the value is enormous.
We've never had a president or administration that's paid this much attention to us. It's given us access to the secretaries, and for the first time ever, we have a voice, in my opinion. We've had degrees of it with other administrations, but this one has blown the doors open, and it's incredible.
Will Micklin came representing the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Tribes. He says the highlight for him was hearing the president mention contract support costs. It was a reference to the decades-long failure of the government to fully pay tribes for services they provide, primarily health care.
We require that they fulfill their obligations and their commitments in order that we can most effectively govern ourselves. And it starts with paying your contractual obligations.
Obama, though, only said he'd heard their call for full reimbursement and pledged to work with Congress to find a solution. Micklin says when tribal leaders show their faces every year, it helps hold the president accountable for his promises. Micklin believes the conference can produce results.
It's beginning to. We know the president means what he says. We sometimes have difficulty with his key officials, department secretaries, and heads of agencies and bureaus. And so we're trying to close the gap between what the president promises and what his key officials deliver.
Marianne Mills of the Kenaitse tribe said the best part for her was a smaller session she attended with top Interior Department personnel.
I was a little disappointed with the President Obama because he did not mention Alaska one time in his speech. I thought maybe he would say something about our health care and about the violence against women and the high suicide rate, and I thought he would, you know, lend a little more support than what he did.
Just before the conference, Obama invited a dozen Native American leaders to the White House for a special meeting. The only Alaskan among them wasn't the leader of a tribe, but a corporation, Chris McNeil, CEO of Sea Alaska. He says he focused on three issues: subsistence rights, changes to the 8A program that helps Native corporations win government contracts, and community development financing. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.